It's a massive weekend of road bowling here in East Cork. Some fantastic scores down for decision over the course of the weekend, and we're going to welcome back Michelle Smith, who we recently spoke to here on Drive Time Sport. Michelle, thanks for joining us in the programme once again.
No bother, Barry. Thanks for having me again.
Of course, we had the assistance of Eamon Bowen on last Friday's edition of Drive Time Sport. And of course, he was in a fine form, especially after all the hard work he done to secure that fabulous day of entertainment below in Dingle recently. Just give us your thoughts on that.
Something, it was phenomenal. The celebrities came, they absolutely loved it. The atmosphere was fantastic. And, you know, I'll be eternally grateful for Sky One and the production team for putting road bowling on such a platform. We've had loads of messages, and even the senior score there last weekend, there was people on the road that hadn't been there for years, and it just sparked that wee bit of ignition in them again, that little fire in their bellies for road bowling, and that's what we want. Bring back, you know, those who maybe left it, and if young people see celebrities as well enjoying it, and you know, all over social media, then they might say, well, I want to give this a go, you know. So that was the main point, but no, it was absolutely brilliant from start to finish, and I think they'll be back. I definitely think they'll be back.
Very good. Well, I'm sure it's going to make for some very entertaining viewing when it does hit the Sky screens. We'll certainly be keeping an eye out for that. Just in terms of last weekend as well, a big score down for decision in terms of the Munster senior final, and it was the dream result, I suppose, for Arthur McDonagh of Fermoy, who had been beaten in a couple of finals previously. So a big day for all connected.
Absolutely, absolutely. At the start of the score, James O'Donovan was actually favourite. There was 6-4 and 7-4 led freely on the road, you know. But look, Arthur, fair is fair. Arthur is a phenomenal athlete, and so is James, but he's been knocking on that door. Like Arthur McDonagh, he has grew up in the Fermoy area, and he has 8 Irish titles in total with different sports. So he has 4 titles in boxing, 1 Nations champion in 2005. He has 2 handball All-Irelands, and he has 2 road bowling All-Irelands. But, you know, he's been there, the under-12s, right up. He was a Munster runner-up. Arthur won his first All-Ireland in the under-14 category. And then he went on and beat Thomas Michael in the under-16s. And he worked his way up then, Junior C, he was Munster champion, Junior A, he was Munster champion. And then he made his way to Senior. And he had 2, I think, last shot finals against Martin Coppinger and David Murphy were on the day. He just didn't get it over the line. So this time when it come knocking on his door, he was focused and he wanted it. And, you know, I'm absolutely delighted. And he didn't lick it off the grass. You know, his dad, Timmy, he won a Junior B All-Ireland a few years ago in the North, you know. So they're a great bowling family. And his young lad, he sent me a clip the other day, and he's only, 4 or 5 years old in a video that he sent me, and he was already opening corners, you know. So there's going to be a lot more from Arthur McDonagh and his family, and I do wish him the best of luck in the All-Ireland final against Thomas Michael. I think it's going to be one hell of a score in Ballyborney on the 24th of October, you know?
Yeah, it certainly is. That will be a great shootout because Michael himself is a fantastic athlete and no stranger to success in the world of road bowling.
Yeah, like Thomas Michael is, he's in a class there where every senior wants to beat him, but some believe he's a bit untouchable, you know? Especially the ones in the north. The way Thomas Michael threw his Ulster final, he bowled 2 shots against Cathal Toll, and Cathal Toll was almost 2 bowls out. So that'll just show the calibre that Thomas Michael has. And, you know, he's been brought up from generations of bowling as well. You know, his mum, Roisin, phenomenal road bowler as well. And, yeah, I think Thomas has another at least 10 years of All-Ireland senior titles ahead of him. You know, he's only just turned 30, I'd say. So, yeah, he's the one to beat. And he's the one that every senior would like to beat, you know, and have that record for themselves, you know. It's like Kelly Mullen there in Armagh. She's just unbelievable. And she'll be bowling Silk Tulk from the Netherlands now this weekend in the Queen of the Roads final, and that's one score that everybody will be on the edge of their seats watching if they're watching it on my Facebook page or on the road. You know, they just, the atmosphere will be unbelievable.
It's, yeah,
for Tat.
Speak to us about the weekend ahead. I know you're making the trip to Rebel County here in Cork. Hope you'll be on your best behaviour now, Michelle, over the course of the weekend. But
tell us
what we have to look forward to in terms of the Road Bowls in Ireland page over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, well, we have two early starts now. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock sees the first semi-final, and that is Arthur McDonough versus Gary Daly versus one of the international competitors, Jockham. I could have got that wrong now, the way he pronounces his name, but that's the first one. And then there's a double score back in the afternoon. The second senior semi-final is on at 1:30, and that's David Murphy and Thomas Michael and another international competitor. You know, so Saturday is going to be jam-packed of really good scores. We see Dara Gribben from the north, who threw the phenomenal final against Wayne Parks. He's paired up with my clubman from Armagh, Aaron Hughes, and they're taking on Michael O'Donoghue and James O'Sullivan. So that's going to be a tremendous war. All young lads, all extremely talented. So not only have you got, you know, the two semi-finals, you have two absolutely brilliant scores as well. Like, over the weekend you're going to see a repeat of Mark Toll versus John O'Rourke, and that one was unbelievable in the All-Ireland in Newtown. And Sunday then we'll see the finals of the Queen of the Road, the King of the Road final, and we'll see more talent. You know, the scores that are on this weekend are just absolutely unbelievable.
Going to put you under pressure now, Michelle. Prediction time. King of the Roads champion, who would you favour in that?
Oh God, now you put me in the spot. Look, Gary Daly, I think, has a great chance of holding on to his title as King of the Roads. He's the reigning champion, King of the Roads champion from 2019. He's bowling well, and you know, Arthur's pipping at it too, but I think, I don't know. I think Gary Daly could come up through and surprise everybody. He likes the road. You know, he'll want to hold on to this title, so the hunger will be in his belly. But look, I wish them all, you know, all the success. And it's a great title to have.
It sure is. And in terms of Queen of the Roads?
I think Kelly is bowling well. She's fit as a fiddle. She's still captain, and that's probably not a real word, but she's still captain of Armagh Senior Ladies, and you know, she's bowling extremely well. So I think Kelly might pip Silk at the post, but Silk has beat her before, so she might do it again. But no, I think Kelly will take the crown of Queen of the Roads.
Very good. Look, we'll be following it with close interest over the course of the weekend. So many exciting scores down for the decision. We wish you continued success with the Road Bowls in Ireland Facebook page.
Thank you.
And we might catch up last week to see how it all ended up over the course of the weekend. Many thanks for joining us in the programme, Michelle.
No problem at all. And look, best of luck to everybody that's involved. We will try and cover every score live this weekend, weather permitting, of course. And yeah, we're really looking forward to a brilliant atmosphere.